this a Newlywed Gang theme?
Yes.
And the theme for today's music is game show themes.
Australian game show.
Australian.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I like it, though. Part of growing up.
It was a suggestion from our leader.
Where is the craziest place you've made whoopee?
Must be the butt box. Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He's Jim Hill. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Greg. CQ Trev Henry behind the glass and all our listeners.
Oh, you're off. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
For his mics.
Good, buddy.
All right. Good to see you.
Well, listen. Quick trivia question. Who is the host of the Newlywed Game?
Bob Eubanks.
Okay, so I'll make sure.
Yeah, okay. Hey, but listen. Speaking of golf,
all right.
It is Scotty Scheffler's world, and we just happen to be walking through it. Oh, my goodness.
Absolutely, without a doubt, the hottest player on men's golf.
Yes, yes.
And being outdone by women's golf on the LPGA Tour with Nelly Korda winning her last five starts.
Is this coincidence? They both took the week off this week.
Ooh. Well, one's having a baby.
Well.
And the other one's
he didn't want to play the team event. And, but I think the baby's coming. Has the baby come yet?
No, it's supposed to be here day. It's supposed to be here this week.
Quit dragging your feet, kid. Let's go.
The next 10 days.
It happens to be that it's supposed to be this week that sometime it's due.
Okay.
And Nellie, she's playing aunt and taking care of Jessica's baby.
Right. And Nellie was a little fatigued. And
five in a row.
Listen, the mental toll. Listen, playing, 54 or 72 holes a week or four rounds of golf. I could do that. No, it's really hard to do it, especially if you are concentrating and you're playing under high-pressure circumstance. I can understand why she took the time off. She was just exhausted.
Just dealing with the press alone.
And look at where she won. She won in Florida. The weather was terrible.
Right. Oh,
yeah, she won in Arizona. The weather was terrible. She won over in California. The weather was terrible.
Yep.
The grasses are so different in each of the places that she played, and she conquered every single one of them in every single event. It was amazing to watch, and honestly, when she comes back, don't be surprised if she does it again.
Exactly. Could you say she's more dominant in her wins than Scotty is in his? Because of the different venues, like you just said?
Well, I mean, Scotty won on all different venues and all different grasses and around the country and all kinds of different weather. The weather has absolutely sucked this spring.
Yeah, it's been not good.
For tour golf. And, it's just like, okay, what's the weather going to be like this week? And finally, I mean, you're seeing the Champ Tour down in Georgia, and they're in short sleeves finally. But,
right.
It's pretty amazing feat. That Scotty Scheffler, he starts out ho-hum on Thursday.
Isn't that how that's how he's done most of his rounds this year. Early, it's kind of meh, and then he just puts the hammer down.
Yep, and so here's what he had to say after his win at the RBC Heritage.
It's definitely nice. I meant that at the beginning of the week. I didn't come here for any other reason to play well and compete. And I've said it a bunch. It's the most fun when you're in contention. And so the last couple of days have been a ton of fun out here on the course. And fortunate to be leaving as the champion. I think that's pretty special. I don't really know how to put it into words, but it's been a long journey up until this point. And so to have double digit wins out here is just very special. I grew up as a kid just trying to make it out here to the tour, and to be standing here as a winner again is a pretty cool feeling.
Now, once again, you have to put this into some major perspective. He was on the PGA Tour in 2000. He won his first tournament in 2022 at the WM Phoenix Open.
Right.
It
always is the precursor to greatness.
That's exactly right. And he's won 9 times since. In 2 years, he's won 10 times. In 35 events, he's finished in the top 10 in 24 of those 35 events.
That's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable, and they're sitting there trying to compare him to Tiger Woods. And I'm sorry, but you can't do Scotty Scheffler that injustice, because it's not even close to what Tiger did in his stretch of 82 victories that he had.
Right.
it's you've got to put it into the perspective of, okay, this is a new era, and that Scotty is doing something that nobody else is doing right now. You could put it in with the Jordan Spieth and the Jason Day, who each won 5 tournaments in a year. But you can't compare to Tiger.
No, and here's the thing. Everybody, if you were remotely interested in golf, knew who Tiger Woods was because of his amateur career and his Mike Douglas show appearances and all this sort of thing. So it was really, it was impressive, but I would not say surprising. Now, Scottie Scheffler was known to golf nerds and golf geeks as being a great player at Texas.
He never won in college. So
right.
Well known.
Yeah. But he was a good player, a good solid player. But if you didn't follow, if you were a golfer, you didn't know who Scottie Scheffler was, probably.
Right.
And then he has his coming out party at the WM Phoenix Open as his maiden victory. What he has done is really, it's incredible, but I think to compare him to Tiger Woods, it's not fair yet.
Right.
Now, if he continues it. Listen, Tiger Woods hit shots that nobody hit shots like before.
No, if Scheffler does what he's doing now for the next 8 years, you can then compare him to Tiger.
But Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler is very even keel. He's very down the middle, knock it on the green, make the putt, go on to the next hole. Tiger Woods did stuff like at the 18th hole in the 72nd hole of the Canadian Open in a bunker, hitting 6-iron, hangs it on the flag when most of the players have been just happy to get it on the green. Tiger Woods had a flair for the spectacular. Scottie Scheffler has a flair for the steady.
Yep, no doubt.
But what he's doing is very, very impressive.
I've got a question for you on that when we get done with our recap of last week, so hold on to your thoughts on that one.
Okay.
At the Corrales Punta Cana Championship, Billy Horschel.
Yeah, Billy.
Hits the victory circle once again, first time in a long time. And it really gave Billy a big boost. And he'd been playing some good golf as of recent time, kind of showing some of the glimpses of what you've seen of Billy Horschel in the past. And here's what he had to say when he was done after firing a final round 63 at Punta Cana.
Yeah, it's all over the place right now, to tell you the truth. Thinking back to where I was almost a year ago, and to where I am now, I've seen the signs. Obviously, the game's been in a really good spot all year. The stats have shown it. I finally have gotten some results over last month, and one of the reasons I came down here was because I didn't want another week off. I felt like I was playing well. Unfortunately, I missed a cut at Valero, which didn't allow me to get earn my way into RBC or possibly the Masters. So I felt my game was really good, and I wanted to go play. I felt like a win was coming, and I didn't want to sit at home and watch someone else possibly win a tournament that I could have been at it and done something about.
Well, and that really hits the nail on the head. Quite honestly, I'm kind of... I take my hat off to Billy Horschel for playing in a secondary event,
right?
Exactly. Because Billy Horschel's ego is not small, and for him to go and do that, I'm impressed with his humility to go do that, and then to win it, in his mind, he said, see, I should have been in the
way he won against, especially event. Brian, the poor guy that lost and came in second, wow, he was just shocked.
Yep, yep, so...
So on the PGA Tour Champions Invited Celebrity Classic, Paul Broadhurst is your winner there. And who won the celebrity side?
Marty Fish.
Marty Fish, who didn't?
Called it early.
Yeah?
They didn't play Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Bad weather again.
Bad weather, yeah.
Like you said, Greg.
And interesting, and we'll get into it in just a minute, a lot of beef about why this signature event ended on Monday and why they didn't move the starting times up so that they didn't have to have a 45-minute delay and then come back out and play a couple holes before dark and then go out and finish on Monday. A lot of speculation on the PGA Tour as to what in the heck are they doing. The Lecombe Championship, where Tim Whiting beats Stephen Fisk and Patrick Cover in a playoff, but the story of the week was Miles Russell, the 15-year-old homeschooler, lives in the Jacksonville area. top 20s at the age of 15.
15, yeah.
The best finish of a, and youngest finish of a player on the Korn Ferry Tour. And here's what Miles had to say when he was done.
I can't even turn pro if I wanted to, so no, I'm planning to play the rest of the summer out like I planned it to, so a couple of junior, a couple of AM events, and see how it goes.
Okay, and is it going to be U.S. Amateur, U.S. Junior? Is that going to be the bigger events you're going to play
in? Yeah, we're playing those. We're playing in the Western AM, some Elite AM stuff in June, North South, and we have a U.S. Open qualifier, too. So it's going to be a busy summer.
That doesn't sound like a 15-year-old, does it?
No.
This is no geeky kid. This kid's ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He plays in some big money games. Just by, you could just look at him.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, I love the fact that he's saying, you know what, my schedule's not going to change. You know, I've done this. I've done well.
He's got a plan.
Yeah, and I, you know, you look at Nick Dunlop. Unfortunately, he's not having a great year after his win in California in the, you know, and he turned pro. But again, he's going to turn pro anyway, so all that did is accelerate. This 15-year-old kid, he's playing great golf. Be a 15-year-old kid.
Yep.
15-year-old. Enjoy it. You know, enjoy the U.S. Nice Junior. Man. Enjoy the USM. But I'll tell you what, I think he's getting a few more recruiting letters from coaches in his email box.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Will he go the way of Akshay Bhatia and forego college? We'll have to wait and see. Well, when we come back, we'll finish our recap of last week's golf, and then we've got a couple comments about last week's golf. And then we will get into recapping what's going on in the world of golf this week. We've got a special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We are live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you on Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
No Monty moves on the fourth overall pick.
The Arizona Cardinals select Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State.
What do you think of the pick, Bird Gang? Hit the FanDuel text line at 620-620. And listen for us to open up the phones to hear from you about the Cardinals' fourth overall pick.
Man, I could not be happier to be an Arizona Cardinal, truly, so I just had to get to work.
The home of Arizona Cardinals football. Arizona Sports on 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, the Bunker to Bunker team wears Mana Mangrove Pro golf shoes by Athlons. The reason why I tell you that is it's the golf shoe for champions, and we're champions. You can't go wrong there. Athlons Mana Mangrove Pros are minimalism meets innovation for premium performance. Athlons has developed the perfect patented sports footwear technology that improves athletic performance. The Mana Mangrove Pros give you the driving distance and better accuracy with a design for more stability for your swing and more force toward the force off the body that allows the golfer to have more control and less wear and tear on your body. Check them out at bunkergolf.com or go to athlons.com and make sure you use the promo code B2B and get 15% off online or stop by their store in Mesa for a fitting. That's Athlons, A-T-H-A-L-O-N-Z, the golf shoe of champions.
Hi, this is Brandon Stapley at Stapley's Garage in Mesa. Our family has been in Arizona for over a century. Serving our community has always been our top priority. We know that you have choices when it comes to repair and maintenance on your vehicle. At Stapley's Garage, we focus on providing a relationship you can trust, backed by a family-run business built on integrity. We invite you to give us a try, just north of the US 60 on Gilbert Road. Check us out at stapleysgarage.com.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to CleanOrigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on your purchase. Head to CleanOrigin.com or one of our retail stores and mention code RADIO10 for 10% off your purchase. That's CleanOrigin.com, code RADIO10.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge? By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America N.A.
Welcome to Bar 19, a culinary haven inside Putting World at the Scottsdale Promenade. Indulge in our chef-driven menu, expertly crafted to tantalize your taste buds. Sip on handcrafted cocktails perfectly paired with your dining experience. And happy hour happens every day from 3 to 6, making every moment a celebration. Elevate your outing with friends and family at Bar 19, where fine dining meets craft cocktails and unforgettable memories. Discover the perfect blend of taste and ambience only at Putting World's Bar 19.
The girls are back in town. The Epson Tours Road to the LPGA comes to Arizona May 6th through the 12th at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic at the TPC Champions Course. Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show and Shady Rays are sending listeners to the event, and two lucky grand prize winners will walk with the pros with VIP hospitality and a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. Come watch the ladies chase their dreams. Enter to win today at BunkerGolf.com.
No whammies? I don't know.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Oh, that's right.
What I was doing.
Slumdog.
Regis.
Regis Philbin.
We just think of it, what it costs to be able to have this orchestra do this theme song.
They could have done by AI. It could have been Who Wants to Be a 10 Millionaire.
Guys, quiet down. Greg wants to talk.
All right. Anyway. So the LPGA played last week, their first major championship, their first of five major championships. And coming into it, Nelly Korda had won her previous four starts. Not four in a row, but because there was one back
she took it, yeah.
So it was three in a row. So she actually won four in a row, but she's won her last five starts and won it in just an amazing fashion, just absolutely, there was no doubt about it. She was going to win the tournament. And here's what she had to say. In wanting to play more? No, I think I'm going to take a week off.
My first ever major, competing in a major, was at the U.S. Women's Open at Sabonic. And that was when I dreamt of winning major championships. And then to have two under my belt now is a dream come true.
What would you tell little girls to build their mental fortitude?
Honestly, to never give up, to stay patient, to stay your course, and not to compare yourself to others, because everyone has a different path in their life, and to never let the adversities of life or anything take you down, to always rise.
You know, I think that's a good question. What would you tell little girls? But it just kind of scrapes, because very rarely do you hear them going to PGA Tour winners or Champions Tour and say, what would you tell little boys out there?
Right.
You know, I was like, I would say, what advice would you give aspiring people, you know, or aspiring players? But, you know, she just had it wrapped up. There's no doubt about it. Hit 42 out of 56 fairways. Driving distance average 272 over four rounds.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Average 29 putts, hit 55 out of 72 greens in regulation, and was 4-for-4 in sand saves. That's a pretty good recipe.
That's pretty good recipe for another victory. Well, the Asian Tour played last week. They played the Saudi Open, presented by PIF.
Yeah, buddy.
But it was a real event. It was 72 holes. And John Catlin is your winner. He shoots 24 under par and just smokes the field. The reason why I bring this up is Wade Orensby finished second, 17 under. But Peter Uihlein, Kiridak Afibonrat, David Puge, all played in this event. And the reason I bring that up is because they're all these live tour players that, oh, by the way, oh, I enjoy the fact that I only have to play 14 times. But these guys are realizing where they need to have right. their bread buttered to be able to get world ranking points.
Yep.
And so they're showing up in these events. David Puge won earlier this year on the Asian Tour. And Peter Uihlein is right there, always in the hunt. But Kiradek Afibanrat and Peter Uihlein only finished 9 shots back of John Catlin. So maybe 72 holes is too many holes for
this guy. Is Kiradek a liver?
No.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
No. But, you know, it's kind of interesting, too, because the whole live thing is such a... It's just so gray, I'll say,
right.
because,
yeah.
You know, now it came out that live players that have not resigned or would reinstate their European Tour membership will be eligible for the European Ryder Cup team.
Well, sort of.
Well, and but you know, so that
there's
was
a lot to that.
Right.
If you read the article, there's a lot to it that. If they are suspended, they've got to fulfill their suspension,
right.
pay their fines,
right.
and then they can be eligible. So,
but what I guess I'm saying is the Europeans want to have John Rahm on their
team.
Oh,
yeah. They're not changing the rules.
No.
Those are all of what are already stipulated in the rules.
Right, but they're saying I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
It's just, I just think the whole...
Well, with the... $300 million that he got. I'm sure he's not worried about the fines and all the other things to figure out.
Right.
But he every week submits. You have to submit for a waiver to play in an event, and every week John Rahm
right.
has submitted
yep.
where other players have not done those or gone to those extents.
Interesting.
So John Rahm is trying to follow the rules and make sure that if there is a chance for him to be able to play, and that's great. You know what? If it's the It's not the European Tours. It's the European PGA.
Right.
And the PGA of America
right.
are the sanctioning functions or groups of this event. And if that's what the rules are, then if you're abiding by the rules, great.
Well,
if you don't abide by the rules, then you pay the consequences.
Right. And I agree with that 100%. But what I think is really, what I think is very, very appropriate, I'll say, is that both squads, and I think the golfing consumer, wants to have the best European team and the best USA team battle it out. And I don't, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think that they're now, okay, let's take a step back. Okay, we're upset that John Rahm left, we're upset that Brooks Koepka left, all this sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, we are a consumable. We are an entertainment product, and we have got to give or attempt to give the consuming public what they want. And I think that's smart. That's good business.
Well, and that's where both tours are failing massively right now.
Right. But the Ryder Cup, the European PGA and the PGA of America seem to be getting it right.
All right. So here's my question for you.
Yep.
The talk all this week on Golf Talk Radio was about how bad Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda are for the game of golf.
Bad for the game of golf?
Yes.
I'm glad I don't listen to Golf Talk Radio.
And the reason being is just what you had said earlier about the way that Scottie Scheffler plays his game, and so does Nelly Korda play the same game.
A little dry.
They're not flashy.
Yeah.
They just go about their business and get their job done. And, oh, by the way, get the ball in the hole quicker and with less shots than anybody else, and that's how they've won the 9 times in the first 9 times in the first 4 months of the
right,
year.
Right, right.
All right? So...
Okay.
Yes.
So, let me say this about that.
Yes, please do. That's why
Scotty,
I brought it up.
Scottie Scheffler shot 69, 65, 63, 68. You might call that boring. In fact, this draws me very quickly back to a question that I asked when the distance debate was raging. Nelly and her sister were on stage, and I was in the presser or the question and answer session, the media session, at the ladies' event at the JW Marriott Desert Ridge. And I stood up and I said, ladies, I think I know the answer, but I want to ask you, do you have any feelings on the distance debate that the golf ball's going too far. They both kind of grinned and chuckled and said, we wish it went further. And they said, you know, they both said this. And I thought it was very interesting. The biggest difference between the PGA Tour players and the LPGA Tour players is the LPGA Tour players are not looked at as being these swashbuckling, you know, hitting these miracle shots because they keep it in play so well.
Right. Right.
And so Scottie Scheffler and Nelly Korda are playing a game that, listen, I don't care if it's from the middle of the fairway or from three fairways over. The scores at the end of the day are what count. So I have tremendous respect for what Nelly Korda and Scottie Scheffler are doing with playing boring golf. Boring golf is a lot easier on you mentally than that exciting stuff.
And here's what Scottie had to say. When asked what's making him so great.
I think that's what's funny about golf. I think there's always work left. I think, you know, that's part of the challenge is managing, trying to get better while also knowing that you're pretty good at the same time. And so I've always been a guy that's trying to make little incremental improvements and stick to my fundamentals. The fundamentals are always a big part of what I do in practice and, you know, working on my body. It's always the little things. And so I'm just going to do my best to continue to take care of that stuff.
Right. So that's going to lead us into when we get ready to do our golf tip of the week. My topic for this week's golf tip of the week is going to relate to something that Scottie and Nelly both said. That's not time yet for that. But anyway, because we still have to recap this week in golf. And
I heard you guys say golf tip of the week. I jumped the gun there.
We've also got to make sure we talk about that the PGA Tour is going to be doling out some cash to us.
I know.
As veterans, legends of PGA Tour.
We both got paychecks signed by the PGA Tour.
But you're asking questions of LPGA players. You're a journalist now.
The wrong division.
How about that?
Yeah, the wrong
accidental division.
All right. When we come back, we're going to jump into this week in golf. We're already off the rails and 20 minutes behind, but who cares? That's what makes the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show the number one golf show in all the valley and around the country on the World Wide Web at Arizona.com, at ArizonaSports.com, or on the app at Arizona Sports, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Suns, Timberwolves, NBA playoffs, round one, game three.
5 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. Timberwolves win it, 126-109, the final score. Minnesota goes up 3-0 in this best of seven.
The Suns would have to make NBA history to move on to the Western Conference semifinals. Listen to every Suns playoff game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, we want you to get the most from your health coverage so you can be your best, be healthy, and take advantage of your benefits. We know health insurance can get complicated. We get it. Our job is to make it easy. We're right here in Arizona. We love Arizona. We are Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona. To see all the ways we care for Arizonans, go to azblue.com/loveAZ.
Desert Wind Harley needs used bikes and is giving NADA retail value in trading for a new Harley this week. No matter how much you owe on it, Desert Wind Harley will trade anything. Bikes, cars, ATVs, RVs, and more. NADA retail value for your motorcycle. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit. At Desert Wind Harley, all credit applications considered. Desert Wind Harley Davidson is the number one volume Harley dealer in Arizona with rates such as 1.99%. Annual percentage rate. Retail trade value ends this Sunday. Adjustments made based on reconditioning and mileage and negative trade and equity may be applied to new amount financed and approved above average credit.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Ranch Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here, and I'm sitting next to my great friend, Dr. Joe from Aria Dental Implant Center. Hey, Dr. Joe, it's great to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about the All-On-4 dental implant.
It's a process where we can remove patients' remaining dentition, where we can place 4 dental implants, take our digital impressions, so we can get this population back in function.
You know I've had the All-On-4. It is a life changer. It truly is. Not only to be able to smile, right, but also to bite into a steak. What is the best thing about getting the All-On-4 dental treatment?
Self-confidence. The only reason people don't get All-On-4s is because they can't afford it. It's expensive.
Yes.
My goal is to make it economical. So if I can reduce that cost, I will.
If you have broken or missing teeth, he's going to help you. Aria Dental Implant Center.com. It's spelled A-R-I-A. Aria Dental Implant Center.com.
Got golf? Bunker to Bunker invites you to get out of the gallery and get in the game this year with the Bunker to Bunker Club. The Bunker to Bunker Club is open to the public, but feels like an exclusive private country club. Come elevate your golf experience with all the privileges, but without all the expensive monthly dues and fees. Membership includes an official USGA handicap, online score posting and tracking, subscription to the AZ Golf Insider magazine, promotions with big savings on golf, products and hospitality, and of course, invitations to Bunker to Bunker's popular charity scramble tour tournaments at fantastic golf destinations. So what are you waiting for? Come get in the game with good friends, good times, and great golf. For additional information and registration, go to BunkerGolf.com. The Bunker to Bunker Club. It's the best value in golf since the mulligan.
Can't you just see Richard Dawson awkwardly kissing somebody?
Welcome to the feud, Richard Dawson.
Can you imagine if you did that today?
Oh, my God.
How uptight people are. They would be just going to
be canceled and canceled.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. The show would be canceled and so would they.
Yeah.
Come here, darling.
all right. Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. And joining us right now so we get back on the rails is Kenzie Wright. And Kenzie is a University of, was it Alabama?
Yep.
Alum? Yeah, absolutely.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
And the pride of Spring Creek Academy in Plano, Texas, although she is from Frisco, Texas.
Ah, where they're playing the club pro championship this week. We're going to talk about that later on. Anyway, Kenzie will be here for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic, May 6th through the 12th at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course. Kenzie, welcome to Bunker Golf Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
So anyway, first of all, give our listeners a little background on Kenzie Wright.
Yeah, y'all pretty much covered it already, but I'm from just north of Dallas in Frisco, Texas, and started my college career first 2 years in SMU, and then transferred over to Alabama and finished up there and had a great time and then turned pro right after, and I've been getting after it ever since, so.
Well, those football fans down there are kind of enthusiastic, I'll just say. Nick Saban's feel is all over the place. Did you ever get a chance to run into Coach Saban and have a minute with him?
I did. I got to see him a couple times. He actually took lessons from our men's coach, so cool. I got to see him play golf a couple times. That was pretty cool. Didn't really get the chance to talk to him as much as I'd like to. I'm sure he's a busy guy. You know, yeah. I didn't want to mess with his schedule. But
absolutely.
Well, y'all have an event, I think, next week, and then you're here in Arizona. And so what are you working on right now, Kenzie?
Yeah, we're in Beaumont, California right now, about to play our second round today. But, yeah, been working through a couple things in my game, and it's been feeling a little better and better every week. I love Arizona golf. I've always preferred, kind of desert golf. So I'm really looking forward to getting out to Scottsdale and playing out there again. So it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Well, you've had success here also, winning the 2015 Silver Bell Tournament and a great amateur career. So, SMU is a wonderful school and all that sort of stuff, but tell our listeners a little bit about transferring from SMU, the opportunity to go to Alabama, which is a legendary program in itself. How did that come about?
Yeah, I wanted to stay close to home whenever I first was looking at schools. I transferred before the transfer portal and all before it was cool. I was just looking for, kind of a different opportunity, and it just happened that Alabama was looking for another girl. So, when after I decided to transfer, it was kind of perfect timing, and Nick and Susan, the coaches over at Alabama, just took me in, and it was an awesome opportunity. I love both programs, but obviously graduating from Alabama, that was pretty awesome. That was a really cool opportunity.
So we're speaking with Kenzie Wright, who will be here May 6th through the 12th for the Arizona Women's Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. And have you played the TPC Champions course in the past?
I have not, so that'll be my first time seeing it, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, the golf course, we played Media Day out there a couple weeks ago. The golf course is in beautiful condition. It's going to be beautiful when you're here. The greens are fast, and remember, everything always breaks toward the valley and away from Pinnacle Peak Mountain. So those are the first two things you want to find when you get here to be able to get you in the right frame of mind for how the speed of the putts are going to be, as well as what direction they're going to break. So keep that in mind. But what are some of the things you're working on your game right now? Where's the strengths of Kenzie Wright, and where's the improvements needed?
Yeah, I'm always pretty solid off the tee. My short game is definitely kind of my strong suit. Chipping and putting is kind of where I'm most comfortable, and then I've been trying to improve on my iron, so I don't have to worry about chipping as much. I definitely trying to work on hitting some more greens and getting a little bit more looks at birdies, and like I said, not having to depend on my chipping as much. So definitely been trying to work on that, improve on that.
Well, Kenzie, obviously the LPGA Tour is your goal, and I know you're going to get there, and especially after coming on here, because we got this little thing called Bunker to Bunker Karma, and Grace Kim is rubbing off on her this week, so you're going to get some of that too. But, with the Epson Tour, previous to the Epson Tour, there was a couple of other, right below level tours for the ladies to play on below the LPGA. But with Epson's involvement in the tour, they give you a consistent schedule, an opportunity to make a nice check. How have you, can you tell our listeners a little bit about, playing on the Epson Tour with the goal of reaching the LPGA Tour and how you're going about that?
Yeah, the competition on the Epson Tour is insane. I mean, everybody is, literally, one tournament away from playing on the LPGA. We have girls that, just barely miss getting into the LPGA event this weekend. They're playing here. So it's like we have the talent, week in and week out of, LPGA quality. We're just, this close to getting to that level. So, it's an amazing tour. Jody Brothers has done an awesome job and just really elevating it even more. This is the closest that you can get to the LPGA without being on the LPGA, obviously. It's still a grind, but it's the best way to prepare for the LPGA, which is the ultimate goal. So it's awesome.
We're speaking with Kenzie right now. Let's see. So you've got, you're going to be down in Tucson next week and then up here in Scottsdale the week after. y'all are going pretty much gangbusters for the next 3 weeks. You're playing now, so for the next four weeks in a row you're playing, then you've got a little bit of time off. By the looks of it, it probably coincides with maybe some U.S. Open qualifying and things like that before you go in June to Firekeepers in Battle Creek, Michigan, my old stomping grounds, Lansing, Michigan. But do you have a lot planned? Are you gonna play all the way through the entire stretch?
Yeah, I'm planning on playing the whole stretch. In between, we have the Texas Women's Open back at home, so I'm probably going to play in that too. But this is 4 weeks in a row, and then I'll probably play in that, and then get back on the road for Epson on kind of last of May and first of June for Battle Creek, and then I think that's when we have another 4 week stretch. So yeah, we're hitting the ground running.
Staying busy.
Sure. It's gonna be a lot. Staying busy, but it's I wouldn't be wanting to do anything else. So it's great.
Well, Kenzie, we know you've got a starting time coming up in just a little while. Need to go get yourself stretched out, loosened up. Like Jim said about Bunker Karma, we played with Grace Kim at the the Carlisle Pro Ford Championship Pro Am is the Carlisle Pro Am there. Yeah,
exactly.
And she's leading the tournament right now. So maybe the Bunker Karma, it'll be perfect timing because that was a few weeks ago. You're going to be here in a few weeks. Maybe all the stars align and we'll be seeing Kinsey right in the winner's circle here at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic.
That sounds great to me. I appreciate the good karma.
we'll come find you during the Pro-Am and say hi.
Yes, please do. I'd love to meet you guys in person.
All right. That's Kenzie Wright. She's over there in Beaumont, California, playing right now. And is right now in the mix. Cut is one over par. She's two shots out of the cut line going into the second round, so she should have a really good chance of making that cut and then moving on up into bigger and better things by the time they get here.
Absolutely. She's quite a player. She's got a great playing record. And, you know, it's interesting because there's so many players out there that are just one good week away or one break away from getting out on the LPGA or the PGA Tour. And we look forward to seeing her out there.
All right. When we come back, we will recap this week in golf and get into some of the big news stories of this week in the world of golf. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. We bring it to you live every Saturday morning on our Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Listen to every Diamondback.
There's a swing and a high fly ball deep right field.
On the Arizona Sports app.
Going back, Slater turning, looking, and it's gone. A grand slam for Blaze Alexander.
The Arizona Sports app is presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Alexander's first career grand salami.
Hi, this is Bill. I'm a real client and a raving fan for Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. After a free consultation, Bill designed my specific program. Workouts last just 30 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week, and they're always intentional, purposeful, and efficient. Perfect for my busy schedule. Best of all, you get results. Next to marrying my wife, this is the best thing I've ever done for myself. For your free consultation and $100 off the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Tired of waiting 2 weeks for an oil change appointment, then waiting a few hours to get the service done? Hi, this is Logan Stapley for Oil Buddy. Skip the long lines for the best oil change service in Arizona. We're the fast and affordable drive-through 10 to 15 minute oil change alternative. We use high-end oils such as Liquid Moly, include a free safety check, we'll air up your tires, and no appointment is needed. Oil Buddy at Country Club in Guadalupe in Mesa. Check us out at oilbuddy.net.
How would you like to save $1,000 off your LASIK procedure at the Schwartz Laser Eye Center? Yes, $1,000 off. I know many of you have at the very least thought about LASIK surgery. You would love to reduce or even eliminate your need for eyeglasses, contact lenses, and even readers. You just want to be able to see the way you used to see. Trust me, I get it. That was me. Now, many of you already know that Dr. Schwartz did LASIK surgery on my eyes 15 years ago when I was 42, and how my vision, even today, has never been better. I can honestly actually tell you, having been associated with the Schwartz Laser Eye Center for about 20 years, that he has never had an offer this good. $1,000 off your LASIK procedure when you book now through the end of March. This is truly a limited time offer, so take advantage and have that LASIK surgery done by the Team Eye Doctor of your son's D-backs and Coyotes. Just text GAMBO to 620-620. That's GAMBO to 620-620 for this truly special offer, or go online at schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO. That's schwartzlaser.com/GAMBO.
Message and data rates may apply.
The 2023 and 2024 All-Inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Twin Peaks. The basketball playoffs are here, hockey as well, and by the way, baseball's going too, and it's shaping up as a potentially great season here in the desert, so get to Twin Peaks. They have TVs everywhere. You can watch all the games at once. You don't have to miss a second of the action. Plus, they also have a really great menu, headlined by the wings and loaded fries, burgers, flatbreads, nachos, and more. Whatever you're looking for, Twin Peaks has you covered with the great scenery they're known for at five convenient valley locations, so never settle. Stop by and experience the lodge mentality at Twin Peaks.
Hey everybody, Dan Bickley here, and we tell you about Sweet James Accident Attorneys for very important reasons. And here's a story that proves why you should never face an insurance company alone if you are hurt in an accident. One of our listeners was seriously injured in a trucking accident, and guess what the insurance company offered him for his injuries? Zero. Nothing. Nada. Well, he called Sweet James, and not only did they get him the medical care he needed, but they secured a whopping $10 million win, and that is a life-changing victory. Now, they can't guarantee outcomes. No law firm can, but in our legal system, having the right attorney makes all the difference in the world, and that is why you call Sweet James. They win big, and they treat you with compassion every step of the way. And don't wait to call, because waiting may hurt your case. Remember, you pay nothing until they win. 800-9-MILLION, that's 800-900-0000, Sweet James. Games.com. Proud partner of your Phoenix Suns.
Price is Right.
Yeah, this is the Price is Right, guys.
All right, you just heard Kinsey Wright joining us, going to be here for the Epson Tour May 6th through the 12th. Well, right now you've got a chance to be able to be a VIP and walk inside the ropes with the pros. Go to BunkerGolf.com and find out all the details of how you can walk with the pros at the Epson Tour's Carlisle Arizona Women's Classic. Promoted and presented by Shady Rays. You're going to not only be walking inside the ropes, but you're going to have your Shady Rays on if you want. Go to BunkerGolf.com, and registration is open. We're going to be pulling the winners next week, so make sure you register today. Anybody can win, whether you're a Bunker member, a Bunker Tour Club member, or if you're just the general public. But go to BunkerGolf.com and get registered. Also want to let you know this hour is brought to you by Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Check out the great offer to new clients. Get $100 off your first program and a free consultation. Check it out at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or call Bill at 602-230-8581. I just started my new program this month's program. Oh, my gosh, it's kicking my butt.
Well, good.
Good, exactly.
It's unbelievable. So
that's what it's supposed to do.
And when I get done, I feel so good.
Yep.
It's just remarkable. All right, so anyway, this week in the world of golf, because we got so much to talk about, we're not even going to take any more commercial breaks. Not really. We got to pay the bill.
Okay.
Anyway, they are playing at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. And it is a team event. And right now, your leaderboard looks like this. You've got, what in the world happened here? Oh, my gosh, these guys are out there playing.
They're already out there.
They're just tearing it up. You got Phillips and Bridgman sitting there at 13 under par with Norman and Campillo. You and Pan are at 13 under par. Rye and Lipsky are at 13 under par. McIlroy and Lowry at 13 under par. Thompson, Novak, Brim, and Hubbard, all 13 under par. You've got three teams that have vaulted from, they've gone up anywhere from 18 to 31 spots in the field. Five under on their rounds today and three under on their round for you and Pan. And they vaulted into a 13 under par. This is just going to be an absolute slugfest. Today is four balls, which is all players playing, and you count the best score for your two-man team.
So they'll probably go low.
So they'll go low again today like they did in the first round with Brim and Hubbard shooting 61. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry shot 61 in the first round, along with Aaron Rye and David Lipsky all shot 61s. But then tomorrow they go back to foursomes,
right, alternate shot,
which is alternate shot, and a big significant difference in scoring between the four ball and the foursomes. And here's what Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry had to say about the event and the conditions of the golf course.
Yeah, I think
stay out of bunkers.
Yeah, stay out of the bunkers. We were up the lip of a lot of bunkers today. Yeah, I think, you know, it's one of these courses, Pete Dye, you really have to be cognizant of where you miss it. You know, there's definitely misses around the greens that are better than others. I think short side in yourself with some of these runoffs can get quite tricky. So, yeah, you know, it's pretty generous off the tee. There isn't a ton of rough, but then, you know, the difficulty is just putting your second shots in the right place on the greens to give yourself looks for birdies.
I don't think it'll impact any strategy at all. I think we just go out there tomorrow and play our game and have a good time. I think that's what we're here to do. And we'll go out there and give it our best, see what happens. But yeah, it'll be a bit of wind, so it'll be all right.
Well, it's very, you know, obviously you mentioned CQ. The Friday scores were higher than the Thursday scores, because that alternate shot is a lot trickier than let's just go make a bunch of birdies playing our own ball.
61 versus 70 for Lowry and
right. So today you want to go low, and then tomorrow just hang on for dear life, because it was amazing to me how many bogeys and double bogeys I saw on people's scorecards yesterday with the alternate shot. Yeah. So I think it's fun. You know, it's one of those tournaments that I don't think I'd want to see it every week, but for 1 week out of the year, I think it's a really fun event.
It's like the real version of the Shark Shootout.
Yeah, it kind of, yeah, but they're playing for a lot more than that. So, but yeah, it's kind of fun. And, you know, it gets people, like, we haven't seen you and Pan at the top of the scoreboard. I mean, when they're out there playing, the field is not star-studded. I was quite honestly a little bit surprised to see Lowry and McIlroy out there. But they're obviously the favorite teams. Schauffele and Cantlay are playing together, not doing so great. They're only 12 under, so I guess they're not that bad.
Well, but, and they bogeyed the last hole, a par 5,
yep,
because Cantlay hit it in the water off the tee. I mean, that's the only place you can't hit it, Patrick.
Yes.
And he tried to hit a little shot. The wind was blowing from right to left, so he was trying to hold it up against the wind. But
and it was a par 5.
Hold, and it's a par 5. They had an easy chance to be able to where they could have jumped into the lead. They were at about the 7th hole of their second round. They weren't even going to make the cut.
Right.
And then they just absolutely turned it on. And
well, they shot 32 on the front.
Yeah.
In alternate shot.
Yeah, that's pretty darn strong. But the field, there's 12 teams tied at 12 under par,
right,
and that's tied for 8th.
Yeah.
It's absolutely remarkable.
Or if you look at it the other way, it's tied for 3rd.
Yeah, tied for 3rd, exactly. But anyway, that's what's going on there. They are playing the PGA Tour Champions, where Doug Barron and Stephen Elker are your leaders at 7 under par, followed by Shane Birch and Tim Petrovic. 6 under last week's winner, Paul Broadhurst, and Richard Green are at 5 under par, along with John Senden. The Bunker to Bunkers friend of the show, Billy Mayfair, 1 under through yesterday round, and they're back out on the golf course already. And Let's see. We must be. I better go the other direction because he wasn't down that way. Billy Mayfair is sitting right now at one under par and getting ready to start in about 15 minutes, tied for 27th.
Yeah, the first groups are just on the golf course, and but they, you know, they're a little bit ahead of us, so off they go.
The Korn Ferry Tour is playing, and they are at the Veritex Bank Championship at Texas Rangers Golf Club in Arlington, where Griffin Wood is your leader. He's at 18 under par, shoots 64-60, and has a one-shot lead over Freddie Kappen III. I say
Frankie.
Kappen. Frankie, yes.
Sapin, he pronounces it Sapin.
Frankie Kappen, I pronounce it. But anyway, Frankie Sapin, the third, 17 under par, along with last week's winner, Tim Whiting. And the interesting thing about Frankie is he shot a little 58 on Thursday and didn't even know it.
Right, and so little has been made of it.
Right.
That's, I mean, I remember when 59 was just this, how, I mean, if you shot 59, you're all over the everything. And he... goes out and shoots 58, and you hardly hear about it.
And miss a 10-footer on 18 for birdie to shoot 57.
Yeah, exactly. So
I mean, he only shot 29-29. I mean, how boring is that? Shoot 29-29 and have 1-5 on your card. It just happens that 5 is a par. But he only had 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 fours on his scorecard.
That was crazy.
5 fours and a 5. All the rest were 3s and 2s. That's pretty darn good golf, if I do say so myself. They are playing the LPGA Tour this week, where Grace Kim, fresh off of her pro-am jaunt around the golf course at Seville Country Club with Jim and myself, is at 12 under par. She goes off later on this afternoon at 2:05. But they are playing in L.A. And,
at Wilshire.
Wilshire Country Club in the JM Eagle L.A. Championship presented by Plast Pro. And Maya Stark, who I'm going to tell you, just watch out for Maya Stark. She can golf her ball, and she has been going the right direction on that leaderboard.
Yep.
So don't write her off just because she's 4 shots back with 2 rounds.
Well, Greg, you know Grace Kim's going to win the tournament because of bunker karma.
That's exactly right. And here's what she had to say about the bunker golf.
Yeah.
I think I've got to breathe a little bit. I did get a little bit nervous on my probably back nine, so making sure I don't rush too much, and, yeah, just staying in the present probably. I'm not sure. I kind of just work with the situation, but, again, I think trying to block that out by focusing on my start line, my, you know, my type of shot, and whatever you need to do to get the ball close to the, close to the hole, and making sure that there's not too much distractions going on.
So well, her caddy is Drew Ernst,
right?
Who is God? What's his sister's name?
Austin
Ernst, who is an LPGA Tour player. Drew's a really good player, and he is a caddy par excellence. So he kind of guides her around, very mild mannered, very low key, but he's a really good caddy. I think he's steering her around that golf course pretty effectively.
So, Jim, the quote at the Carlisle Pro-Am was, on the 10th hole, I had a little missed chip shot and let out an expletive.
Yes.
And quickly apologized for my rudeness. And what was it that said?
Her response was so classic. It doesn't bother me. I'm Aussie.
She was
fantastic.
All right. We're going to make the turn, and we've got more golf to talk about. The exhibition tour is playing this week. Didn't even know it. Just happened to be, you know, looking at golf last week. Oh, look at there. The exhibition tour is on. So we'll be back with more golf on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The local sports leader gets you high school sports coverage from the one and only dean of high school sports in Arizona, Kevin McCabe. Every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 on AZ Preps Live, presented by Brooklyn Betting. AZ Preps Live, Saturday morning beginning at 9 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, it is time to be able to tell you about Shady Rays. And lost my notes.
Well, that's okay.
I don't need live radio, guys. Yeah, that's live radio.
Good anyway, sunglasses at a great price.
Yes, but more importantly, they've got an early Mother's Day promotion going on right now, and what a great gift to get your mom. Get her a pair of Shady Rays, full UV-protected eyewear that she can have whatever style she prefers, new color bursts or aviators, or maybe even some prescription sunglasses. Shady Rays has 100% customer satisfaction guarantee, which means if mom scratches them, breaks them, even loses them, they'll replace them. Who does that? Shady Rays is super affordable, so why not get yourself a pair, along with getting a pair for mom, and be able to enjoy the Green Wolf sunglasses that give you high def on the golf course. So shop early for mom and save 30% off when you use the promo code B2B with our Bunker to Bunker special online at ShadyRays.com or at Kierlin Common Store in Scottsdale. Shady Rays, number one with the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. It should be number one with you.
Dave Burns here, and joining me is my good friend, founder and CEO of V's Barbershop, Mr. Jimmy Valenzuela. I talk about V's Barbershop all the time. The very best barbershop experience with a modern twist and consistently great haircuts every time. So after all of these years, who is your favorite customer?
The kids. To see a little kid come in with his mom and sit in her lap or his lap, dad's lap, and get a first haircut, it's just, it's a Rockwell painting come to life. It's why I do this. It really has been a love song to the industry, to me, as saying, watching the kids grow up. That's why I started the business. You know, how exciting is that for me with my name on the door, for them to walk in and say, man, I love this place. It's wonderful.
That's golden. 25 years. So visit any Valley V's Barbershop location, and while you're getting your hair cut, look for the text code and enter to hang out at a baseball game with Jimmy and I this fall. Expect only the best every time from V's. Visit VBarbershop.com to book your appointment today.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With two thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3000.
Everybody, Dan Bickley here, and it's outdoor season in the Valley when you want to do everything you can outside, including watching television, and Waltz can hook you up with the latest, greatest technology in outdoor TVs. Remember, Waltz has been serving the Valley since 1957, and if you drop my name when setting up your free in-home consultation, you're going to receive 10% off your installation labor. Visit them at their Tempe showroom or shop online at Waltz.
KMVP FM Phoenix.
Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
On the Arizona Sports app and on 98.7.
Jeopardy, Alex Trebek version.
Actually, this is the final Jeopardy.
What is...
The wrong answer.
What time is it?
Yes, it is. That was good. You almost got, I almost missed the changeup, but I fouled it off. It is time for the highly informative and the extremely dependable golf tip of the week, K Jones style. Because we're playing in Louisiana.
Oh, Cajun.
What do you think I said?
I thought you said K-Jones.
Well, K-Jun. K-Jone.
K-Jone. Okay, gotcha. All right. This week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the Green Wolf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour, Jim, who said this, but don't answer yet.
You don't answer.
Out of control emotions can make smart people stupid.
Okay.
This week's Tip of the Week is KISS.
KISS.
Or K-I-S-S. S.
Keep it simple, stupid.
That's exactly,
another rip.
That's exactly right. All right, so keep it simple, stupid. The big theme that you heard from Nelly Korda last week and from Scottie Scheffler is the word simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
Simplistic. Simple. Those three words are what describe, and if you look at the way they played over the last 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever you want to call it, if you look at the way they played pretty simplistic golf. They hit it down the middle of the fairway. They hit it on the green. They either made their putt or missed their putt, right, but made lots of pars. Do you realize Scottie Scheffler only made one bogey last week, and it was the 18th hole?
Wow.
Now, he made a double bogey on the second hole in the first round, but, I mean, he just played simple golf. Nelly went out there and played simple golf. And I'm telling you, people overcomplicate it. They worry about too many things. Folks, here's how you play simple golf. You stand on the first tee. You look out there and you find a target. And then you swing your club to that target. You don't worry about the bunker on the left, the trees on the right. You don't see any of that. You look at your target and you tell your mind, mind, swing the club toward the target. You'll be amazed at when you hit the golf ball toward your target, which you shouldn't be amazed because you just said, I'm going to swing to my target. Then when you get up over your second shot to hit it into the green, get up over that second shot and think, I'm going to hit this to the middle of the green. If the pin's on the left side of the green and you hit it to the middle of the green, okay, you're going to have a 20-footer. If you pull it a little bit and the pin's on the left side of the green, well, you're going to be a little bit closer. But keep it simple. Don't worry about all these outside factors. The only factor really to ever have to worry about is wind. Is the wind into you? Is it, again, is it downwind? Is it right to left, left to right? And just play accordingly. But keep it simple. And hitting for the middles of the fairways and hitting towards your targets, hitting the middles of the greens, you're going to be amazed if you play simple golf like Scotty and Nelly, how much better your game is going to be. That is this week's tip of the week.
Well, Greg, I think I want to add something to that with your permission. A lot of our players might not be able to control their golf ball that way. So in keeping it simple, I think just free your mind up and relax. Don't be thinking golf swing. Think swinging the club to the target.
Yep. Not how, but where.
Yep.
And that means this week's tip of the week was brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We've got you, Jim. Who said this? You can answer now.
Okay.
Out of control emotions can make smart people stupid.
Well, Greg, I believe that is the Texas wisdom of the winner of 11 in a row, the one they call Lord Byron Nelson.
64 professional wins, 52 on the PGA Tour, 5 major championships, 1 Lord Byron Nelson.
There you go.
Probably one of the greatest golf swings ever in the game of golf, and just 64 victories and just still doesn't get there. 52 victories on the PGA Tour and just doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
No, he doesn't. But you know what's interesting about his golf swing? About if you watch film of Byron Nelson's golf swing, again, Mr. Palmer said, swing your swing. Byron Nelson's head dips significantly during his swing. And he's very, very fortunate that nobody tried to correct it, teach him out of that, because it was effective for him. It was his swing. And as far as impact positions and positions to the golf ball, good gravy. It was just beautiful to watch. But, yeah, go with what, dance with the one you brung, as they always say.
That's exactly right. All right. So the DP World Tour is playing golf. Casey Jarvis is your leader at the ISPS Handa Championship. The Exhibition Tour is playing, where Torque GC is leading High Flyers and Ironheads by one shot in the team side. Ooh, boy, I can hardly wait. But your individual leaders are Brendan Steele of the High Flyers is at 14 under par through two rounds. He fired a little 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 8 under par, a little 64 at him in round two. Danny Lee is sitting at 13 under par. Carlos Ortiz is sitting at 12 under par. Now, here's the real funny thing, okay? Torque is Joaquin Niemann, Sebastian Munoz, Mito Pereira, and Carlos Ortiz, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Carlos Ortiz shoots 4 under par yesterday and has scored on even count. Now, when they play tonight, which is tomorrow, but it's tonight, but it's tomorrow in Australia. So I it's really funny. One of my buyers is over in Australia right now, and he had emailed me last week and said, yeah, it's Sunday over here in Australia, and it was Saturday here.
Right.
I said, can you tell me who won the baseball games from Saturday night? I don't think he got it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you want to tune in, I don't even know where you tune in because maybe, I have no idea.
The WB.
No. WB, it's the CW.
CW, okay.
Sorry. One of those, anyway, yeah. But anyway, so that's what's going on.
I'm sure you can find it online somewhere.
Right.
The CW, Live Golf Plus, and YouTube.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, some big things going on in the world of golf. But at the Zurich of New Orleans Golf Classic, interestingly, there's three brother teams there.
Yeah, I saw that.
You have Matthew and Alex Fitzpatrick.
They made the cut.
You have Parker and Pearson Cootey.
Missed the cut, yep.
And we still don't know.
So Hogard's.
Rasmus.
I saw them stand next to each other, so yeah.
Yeah, there was a picture of them, of the Hogard, Rasmus and Nikolai Hogard, but they missed the cut. So I guess they are real because here's what they had to say about being in the same place together.
We've been talking about it for a couple of years, and this year it finally came together, schedule-wise. And yeah, it's good to have Raz by my side this week, and hopefully he feels the same. I don't know. But yeah, we're excited for this week.
Rasmus, what about this opportunity to play on the PGA Tour alongside your older brother by a whopping 2 minutes?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. As Nikolai said, it's an event we wanted to play together, and finally we can do it now. So I'm very excited to be here and try and go out and compete well the next couple of days.
Well, they didn't fare very well.
A great mystery of our time has been disproven that there is a Nikolai and Erasmus Hogarth.
Can you imagine seeing those guys on the Ryder Cup team together in the same uniform? If I think Nikolai's got a little facial hair going right now.
Easily corrected.
I think it is. I don't know. It might
Steve Barkowski, who's covering the thing for Golf Channel, couldn't tell them apart.
Yeah. So it's going to be pretty amusing to see when they're out there. And if they're playing together, well, who really hit the shot?
Yeah, exactly.
In the alternate shot, who's going to know, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, anyway, and the Fitzpatrick brothers also played, and we're going to hear from them when we come back as well. They were featured on Full Swing 2 on Netflix, and it's really pretty cool. And I am just so hoping that Alex Fitzpatrick, I would love to see these two win because that would get Alex Fitzpatrick out onto the PGA Tour and not having to play the DP World Tour. But the way that Alex is playing, he'll be on the PGA Tour probably next year.
Yep.
All right, when we come back, we've got so much more golf to talk about. That's what makes us the number one golf show in Arizona for 34-plus years. Right here, we've been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9, right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
The Cardinals draft a generational talent with a legendary NFL pedigree. Marvin Harrison Jr. is an Arizona Cardinal.
Kyler Murray, one of the best quarterbacks in the game, and he's just so dynamic. I think he's a winner. Too excited to play with him.
What do you think of the pick, Bird Gang? Hit the FanDuel text line at 620-620. And listen for us to open up the phones to hear from you about the Cardinals' fourth overall pick. The home of Arizona Cardinals football. Arizona Sports on 98.7 at the Arizona Sports app.
We'll get into it. Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, April is just about over. You've got three more days to be able to get out to the Trilogy Golf Club at Vistancia and take advantage of their April $69 afternoon bunker special at bunkergolf.com. It is the best value in the valley. And after you get done playing golf, if you go out and play at 2:30 in the afternoon, you're done by 6:30, you're going to go in to V's Tap Room. You're going to have one of the 16 microbrews on tap, and you're going to have one of their great wood-fired pizzas. My favorite is the wood-fired pepperoni pizza. Where can you get anything like that all in one place and be able to come out of there, even after drinks and food, under $100? It's impossible. It can't be done. And for you parents that want to get your kids into golf, the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia's popular junior golf camps are coming up in June. It's a fantastic way to introduce them to the great game and built for beginners and intermediate players. Don't wait, because sign-ups are open and filling up fast right now at TrilogyGolfClub.com. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, still the best in the West.
Golf was meant to be fun, right? We get that. Our motto is fun, family, and fitness forever. Kurt Hudek here for Augusta Range Golf Club in Mesa, Arizona. We're excited to announce the opening of our brand new 21-bay Top Tracer Range with the same technology you see on TV with the pros. You can improve your game and get the kids involved, too. Our bays are open day and night. Augusta Ranch Golf Club, bringing affordable fun back into your golf game. For tee times and more information, go to AugustaRanchGolfClub.com.
Bunker to Bunker is sponsored in part by Antigua Apparel, a leading manufacturer of men's and women's golf and sports licensed apparel. At Antigua Apparel, they believe life is a journey made up of moments, moments in your day and in your game. You'll experience these moments everywhere, in what you do, in how you feel, in what you wear. You never know when these moments will arrive, but when they do, arrive comfortably. Performing at your best is achieved when you're comfortable in your body, mind, and clothes. Visit AntiguaApparelShop.com.
The Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic is here May 6th through the 12th with the biggest purse on tour. The best women golfers on the Epson Tour will be at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course, brought to you by the Carlisle Companies. Get close-up access to the future of women's golf May 6th through the 12th at TPC Scottsdale's Champions Course. Go to CarlisleLPGA.com for tickets. CarlisleLPGA.com. Whatever you do, be there.
Dave Burns here with Liberty GMC General Manager Chris Scott. How is it going, Chris?
What's up, Dave? This month is all about trucks at Liberty GMC. Whether you're looking for a CRHD, a half ton, or a Canyon, you won't find better prices on a brand new truck than at Liberty GMC. Save up to $12,000 off the all new 2024 GMC Sierra 1500.
Now is the time to get that new truck before summer. Shop online all the time at LibertyGMCAZ.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Wheel of Fortune. Remember when Rita Lee was on that show? Remember Rita Lee used to be the hostess before
goes back.
Vanna White. Banana White, yeah.
Vanna White's like 63 years old.
No, she's older than that.
And looks awesome.
She does.
Yeah, maybe 68, but yes, yeah, she
I don't
does,
think
yeah.
she's 68. Oh, look around. She's not 68. That is not 68.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
All right, so anyway.
She turns a letter pretty well, I'll tell you that.
A couple things going on right now. The PGA
67.
Tour. 67. 67, wow. I hope I looked that
good. Do you want to hear from Alex and Matthew about the Zurich?
Yeah. Yeah. Before we do that, let's hear from Alex and Matthew playing together in New Orleans.
And what they're talking about here, Alex is talking about how Matt helps his game.
I think just keep letting him read my putts. It seems to work last year, and we gave it a go today, and it kept working. So I think we'll stick with that plan of just letting him line him up and me hitting him.
Matt, what's it like playing alongside your brother in a PGA Tour event?
Yeah, he's great fun. It really is. I think that's the best word to describe it. It's just a lot of fun. You know, the four ball aspect of it is so nice because, you know, you can sort of help each other out and you don't feel under as much pressure. Obviously, foursomes changes that, but again, you know, you're playing as a team, so most important to sort of stay positive. So I think playing together is what makes it so exciting.
So, interestingly enough, they are 2 under through their first 2 holes. So they're only one, or they're only, let's see what the, what you and, so there's now 3 teams tied at 14 under par. Phillips, Bridgman, you and Pan and Blair and Fishburne are all sitting there at 14 under par. Rory hasn't even teed off yet, and he's already in second place. Well, he's tied for fourth, but as you say, second place.
Well, because if you look at all, you look at all the guys. There's, everybody else in the field is 12 under. It seems so.
So this week it finally came out. The PGA Tour lays out the player equity program and how it will work. So. First of all, it goes
How it'll work.
Yeah. The initial equity grants will be approximately $930 million distributed to 193 players via 4 categories. There are no other sports leagues in the world that has this significant number of their athletes as owners of their own sports organizations. Says Tyler Dennis. So does that mean they're not independent contractors anymore? They're owners? Anyway, and we want to grow the PGA Tour in many different ways, and having the alignment of the players and the player owners with the organization is going to allow us to drive that quickly forward. So the first group includes 36 players receiving $750 million in equity based on the last 5 years of play. Career points will be awarded based on how many years a player has been a tour member, how many times they earned spots in the tour championships, and how many times they won, with extra points awarded for high-profile victories like majors and players' championships and FedEx Cup. Group 2 is a smaller group. They're going to get $75 million between 64 players. Will be granted, and I'll get into that in a minute. The next group is $30 million, 57 players on the career earnings and how many times those players finished in the top 125 in the FedEx Cup. And then the final group is where we qualify.
Past legends.
Like Jack Nicklaus and Tom Watson, with $75 million going to 36 players based on career points formula. Now, all of this is well and good, but it's not cash that they're getting.
The devil is in the details.
Here's the interesting part about this. Perhaps most important to the players will be the program is an 8-year vesting program.
Well, let me just say something to make this perfectly clear. This is an equity share for X amount of dollars. It's not like they're getting the FedEx truck dropping off an envelope with this check in it. It is like shares of stock.
Right. So the grants will be worth 50% of their value after 4 years, 75% of their value after 6 years, and 100% after 8 years, when a player will be able to sell their equity in PGA Tour Enterprise, the for-profit arm of PGA Tour created for the program. At each vesting benchmark, players will be responsible to pay taxes.
Yep.
On those grants.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, the tax part. But here's something else interesting. The category, so if you get, let's say you're Ben Hogan, you probably fit in that Legends category,
nope.
Right?
Dead.
Contraire mon ami. Because if the player is deceased, their estate does not get any of the equity shares.
Jack Nicklaus may not be alive in 4 years.
Exactly.
I'm serious.
Yeah. Well, I think that once it's vested to them, I don't know, but it does seem
I don't know, but they have to be living.
They have to be living. And then the remainder of the $1.5 billion investment by SSG, $600 million will be awarded to in recurring player grants of $100 million each year beginning in 2025 through 2030. The grants will be awarded based on performance and player impact program results, with an eye toward young talent like Ludvig Åberg and Nick Dunlap. So basically, Tiger and Rory are going to get even more of the pot, right, because they're number one and two in PIP.
Well, and the whole PIP program, it's really no clear definition of what the player impact program is based on. So it's really, the award is given, the money is given out for the PIP program by some guy sitting around in the room and saying, hey, you know,
it's a bunch of things. But social media is a big thing.
Right, but there's no clear
TV curating, that kind of thing.
Right, but there's no clear criteria. Sure.
So Scotty Scheffler will never win this because he's not on social media. So he says, but I always see posts of Scotty Scheffler. So somebody's posting for him.
Sure, he's probably hired a guy who says, hey,
they all get that
money.
But he doesn't read it. He doesn't pay any attention to any of that stuff, and good for him.
But the headline was so good. But like Jim said, the devil's in the details. It almost makes the PGA Tour sound lesser.
Oh, yeah. It does. Yeah.
Well, so here's what they did.
Does that mean that $100 million, or that Tiger's going to get, I think, $100 million, Rory's getting $50 million, Jordan, Spieth and Justin Thomas are getting $35 million. So does that mean in that 8 years, if it's equity, does that mean it grows?
Again, another great question. So here's my point. We've all been, you know, vested in our company plans or invested in the stock market, and you buy, and the stock, you know, past performance is not indicative of future results.
It goes up and down, exactly.
It can go down. So let's say that the PGA Tour, you know, stumbles and the values go down. Well, that $100 million can turn into $50 million, $80 million pretty quick. The other thing is this. I think
SSG said the PGA Tour was worth about $12 billion.
Right. Okay, the PGA Tour is stumbling right now, by the way.
I'm pretty sure they're not worried about
the investment. But here's the actual, the smart thing that PGA Tour did. They said, okay, boys, we're going to make you all equity stakeholders, right? So if we formed a company and I had all the potatoes and you were just working for a number, you probably wouldn't be as dedicated.
Right.
But if I give you some stock options and you want to see the company's performance and value grow, you're going to be a little more dedicated. So they made the players part owners, which I think was, in its own quirky way, pretty brilliant. Now, how this pans out and the values down the road is the $64,000 question, or the $64 million question.
The $930 million question. All right, so one other thing that happened this week is the official World Golf Rankings gave Clutch Pro Tour, a 54-hole professional tour, that is known as the Mizuno Next Gen Series, which is the feeder development tour for the DP World Tour in England, official world golf ranking points.
Wow. 54-hole events.
But there's a big difference, and we'll get into that when we come back to Arizona's number one golf show right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Suns, Timberwolves, NBA playoffs, round one, game three.
5 seconds to go, and that's going to do it. Timberwolves win it, 126-109, the final score. Minnesota goes up 3-0 in this best of seven.
The Suns would have to make NBA history to move on to the Western Conference semifinals. Listen to every Suns playoff game on Arizona Sports 98.7 and the Arizona Sports app.
I'd owned and driven everything that our Desert Ford dealers offer, and then I made the F-150, America's truck of authority, my daily driver. Paul Caldice here, and I tell you, I found out every day why the Ford F-Series has been America's best-selling line of trucks for 47 years running. Work time, play time, it's that combination of features where every detail matters, and now it gets better, because on a 2023 Ford F-150, get 1.9% financing for 72 months, plus a no-charge 72-month, 100,000-mile Ford protection Protect powertrain care when you buy from our Desert Four dealers. And if you're thinking SUV, check out the 2023 Ford Escape, made for every day, but ready for your getaways. And right now, we can get 0% financing for 66 months on a Ford Credit FlexBuy plus $1,000 in FlexBuy cash and a no-charge 5-year, 60,000-mile Ford Protect premium care when you buy a new 2023 Ford Escape. But hurry, it all ends April 30th at our Desert Four dealers. Just click buyfordnow.com.
Round one of the playoffs continues, and game four starts couchside. Suns Game Time show starts Sunday at 6 p.m. with Nick King joining the conversation. Followed by Game 4 Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Suns versus Timberwolves on Arizona's Family Sports and Free TV. Our goal, the finals. Watch Suns Game Time show before and after the game. Tip-off for Game 4 of the playoffs starts Sunday at 6:30 p.m. on Arizona's Family Sports and Arizona's Family Free TV.
The 2023 and 2024 all-inclusive Talking Stick Golf Card is back. This is the card everyone's talking about. You get preferred rates on daily green fees now through September 2024, plus big discounts off food, beverage, and golf shop purchases. Better yet, benefits extend to the cardholder and one guest, and you get a complimentary round of golf with purchase. Two great courses, one fantastic golf card, all for just $99 plus tax. For details and purchase, visit TalkingStickGolfClub.com or call the Pro Shop today.
Looking for an award-winning relationship for your vehicle's service needs? Welcome to Desert Car Care of Chandler. Don't take our word for it. Just ask your neighbors or check out all their testimonials and awards they've won. Their philosophy is simple: on-time, certified, convenient, and award-winning automotive service backed by an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty on parts and labor. Desert Car Care of Chandler. Just south of Chandler on Dobson, providing you the automotive experience you deserve. Check them out at DesertCarCare.com.
The girls are back in town. The Epson Tours Road to the LPGA comes to Arizona May 6th through the 12th at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic at the TPC Champions Course. Bunker to Bunker the Golf Show and Shady Rays are sending listeners to the event, and two lucky grand prize winners will walk with the pros with VIP hospitality and a brand new pair of Shady Rays Green Wolf sunglasses. Come watch the ladies chase their dreams. Enter to win today at BunkerGolf.com.
On April 29th, the Diamondbacks host Shohei Ohtani and the Los Angeles Dodgers at Chase Field for a 3-game series. Secure your tickets now at DBacks.com.
Of the dating game. We got Bob Eubanks at the Newlywed Game.
Yeah, did he do the dating game too?
No, I can see this guy's face too.
Tall guy glasses. I think maybe Jim something. I say Jim Lampley, but that's the sportscaster for HBO.
I just know that Peter Marshall was the host of Hollywood Squares. You know who his son was?
I know this when you say it. Go ahead.
Longtime Chicago Cubs first baseman Pete Lecoq.
Yes, there you go.
Wow. How about that? Yeah.
Interesting. How about that?
Yeah. Hey, all right. So as we went to break, we were talking about official world golf ranking points going to the Clutch Pro Tour, now known as the Mizuno Next Gen Series, the developmental tour series in England for the feeder to the Challenge Tour, which feeds to the DP World Tour. Anyway, the significance of this is they play 54 holes.
Right.
Oh, there's one other group that plays 54 holes.
Yep.
However, the difference is
36-hole cut.
They have a 36-hole cut, and they have a qualifying open qualifying system
right.
to be able to get onto that tour. So the Clutch Tour provides access to its official tournaments conducted 54 holes, 36-hole cut, via its 2024 qualifying series held in the UAE for its 2025 season, an annual open qualifying school.
So my question is this. Let's say the Tyrrell Hattons of the world that are LIV players.
Right.
They want to get some world ranking points.
Right.
Can't do it at LIV. So they write the Clutch Pro Tour a letter asking for an exemption in one of their events. so they can maybe gang up on him and get some world ranking points.
Right.
If Terrell Hatton writes, or his agent writes the Clutch Pro Tour a letter saying Terrell would like to play, what do you think the answer is? Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
That'll drive the gate. So I think you're going to see, again, the hypocrisy, and I have been I'm okay with live guy, because I think competition is good, and high tide floats all boats, or raises all boats. But the poor excuse for going to live is that I'm going to play less golf is certainly not going to hold water,
right,
if guys are trying to play in other tournaments to get world ranking points.
Interestingly enough, the live guy, the news will not go down well with live golf players and supporters who have been calling for the OWGR to recognize them from the beginning. Well, the interesting thing is that the Clutch Pro Tour went through the 17-month process to be able to show that they would be qualified. And if Greg Norman would have just stuck to the schedule instead of, you know, oh, we don't want to be considered anymore, thinking that that would have done something.
Right.
You know, the official world golf rankings care less about you, live golf. And so basically the significant milestone for golf, the official world golf, is deeply encouraged by the achievement and the efforts of the developing of golf, sport of golf in the United Kingdom, said Peter Dawson, who's on his way out. We look forward to watching the progress of the Clutch Pro Tour as it continues to play a key role in the development of players in the region.
So, Greg, oh, go ahead.
That's it.
So let me ask you this question. I think that Greg Norman's involvement with LIV Golf was an effort to get his pound of flesh out of the PGA Tour.
It's all been revenge. It's
right.
All been vengeful.
So at what point in time do you think, I mean, because listen, like it or not, support it or not, LIV has changed the way professional golf is conducted.
Right.
There's no doubt about it.
Right.
When do you think Greg Norman says, okay, you know, well, let's go ahead and get this thing nailed down? Or is he even involved in that decision? Or is he just sitting back on his yacht in Australia just giggling like a schoolboy?
Probably giggling like a schoolboy. But interestingly enough, he said the other day in an interview, they asked him how things were going between the PGA Tour and PIF. And he said, honestly, I have no idea,
right,
because the LIV Golf Tour is just an investment by the PIF. He has nothing to do with anything that's going on,
right,
between the PGA Tour and PIF. And so, you know, as much as what there's sometimes when Greg Norman just rubs me the wrong way and says some stupid things, he also makes some very good points.
Right.
And he said, it's totally separate. We are a tour on our own merits, and they are just an investor in our tour,
right,
and that's it. So from that standpoint, you got to take what he says. But if now you're starting to see all these live guys,
yep,
starting to come out wanting 72 holes, so we'll see if they change to XXXIIIV, whatever 72 is, that is. All right, so I think we'll see. It would be LXXII. Yeah, exactly.
The Lex Tour.
Yeah.
The Lex Tour.
All right, before we go any further, let's get our business partner, Michael Henry, in here. Michael, tell our listeners about the walk in the ropes, inside the ropes, with the Epson Tour coming up May 6th through the 12th.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Thanks, Greg. Yeah, it's right upon us, and this seems like we've been repeating this promotion because it's been so successful. We started with Charles Schwab Cup, went on to the LPGA, and now we have a really special opportunity because now we have the Carlisle folks with the Epson Tour coming up here in a couple weeks at TPC Scottsdale on the Champions Course, and this is the last shout-out, so thought I'd jump in with you guys real quick just to remind our listeners that the Walk with the Pros, super cool promotion. You get to go walk with the pros at the event. It's super, as you guys know, with the LPGA event just here a few weeks ago. going out and watching the ladies play and getting up and close and personals and interacting with the pros and watching them play and pure swings and all fairways and greens, it's pretty special. But the last few years, going back to Charles Schwab Cup and even the Founders Cup days, we started this promotion, and it proved to be so successful, and our listeners and our winners just got back to us and told us what a special day it was. So we started doing it regularly, and this is the last one of the spring, really, because this event's coming up in 2 weeks, and we are picking the winners. So what you have to do, pretty simple, just go to BunkerGolf.com, look for the Walk with the Pros promotion, enter, and we're going to be picking a whole boatload of folks to get four-pack tickets. We're giving them away. You get to have the day out there and take your friends and family, but then there's also going to be two winners, one from the Bunker Club and one from a pair of folks we'll pull from the general pool, and we'll send you to a whole day of VIP hospitality and Walk with Pros. But that contest is actually ending this next week, early in the week. We'll pick all the winners, so we'll announce everyone next week on Saturday. But get online and jump in, because you don't want to miss that. And we are getting inundated with entries right now, but today is really the last chance to talk about it before that thing gets put to bed next week.
All right, and real quick, tell our listeners we've announced and put on BunkerGolf.com to be able to get signed up for the ever-important and very popular Memorial Day weekend event going to be at the Biltmore this year. How about that?
Yeah, we're really happy, and thanks to our good son Leo Simonetta and Justin Creighton for coming to our rescue, because we have had to, you know, we've been doing the Bunker Tour for a lot of years now, and this year with a lot of the courses that were on our schedule doing remodels and things changing here and there, last minute a couple of the courses had to push to separate dates, so we've been busy replacing some of those date schedules for our tournament, and Leo and Justin jumped in, and we now are happy to announce that coming up here in May, just a few short weeks away, the weekend of Memorial Day weekend, it'll be our 13th annual Memorial Day weekend tour stop, and it kind of kicks off going into summer, coming off of our spring fling at Augusta Ranch, but we're going to be on the links course, and the really cool thing out there is this is going to be our first time to be on the property since they went through their multi-million-dollar remodel, and you and I and Jim went out there and did the media day, and we've been out there a couple times, but if you haven't seen what they've done at Arizona Biltmore Golf Club, it is astounding. The new golf club clubhouse is open and beautiful. They've redone the estates course. They've got a brand new pro shop. It's just, I mean, it's pretty imposing, right?
And hey, Michael, I got a question for you. The spring fling, did I see that correctly, that it is on a Sunday?
Yes, it's on a Sunday, just due to the fact the whole Memorial weekend was, a lot of courses was pretty full. But this is an event that traditionally for us has been one of our bigger events of the year, and I know it's going to fill, but that's a three-day weekend. It is on a Sunday this year, so thanks for asking. It's on Sunday the 26th. And the reason we're kind of teasing this today is because we're actually finalizing all the details and opening up registration on Monday. So jump in quick, because we just pushed out an email blast yesterday, and I've got a ton of emails coming back asking questions. But it'll be open on Monday, and we'll start filling that up. And the whole brand-new Adobe Clubhouse, the Adobe Grill, you know, that was a tradition forever. You right. Can't believe what they've done to the grill. That opens up in May, too, before our event.
Yeah, Michael, you're right. The redo out there has been fantastic. It's everything you'd think from the Biltmore, so you're exactly correct on that.
Yeah, and it's going to be awesome. I know we'll go back, and I was talking to Leo and the guys. We'll come back and probably visit them again and play the estates course. But when you just walk on the property, it's like you feel like you went into a completely different world. It's a bizarro world when you pull up on all the, you know, that long drive coming up to the clubhouse. You know, you usually expect to see the little putting green to the right and the, you know, the old grill that was such a tradition. And now it is just mind-blowing. It looks very much like the architecture looks a lot like the hotel, the resort, right? a huge conference room for them to do events. It's just, you know, kudos to Jerry Colangelo and his group because they just sunk a ton of money into that thing, and it's built for generations going forward.
All right, so everything's at BunkerGolf.com, right?
Yeah, you got to go to BunkerGolf.com, but also go on and look. We also added, I also want to do a shout-out to Jesse Mueller. We added Grand Canyon University Golf Club in August. So we are all set. We've got a couple dates we're playing with in the fall, but all the golf events are on BunkerGolf.com. Keep checking in there and sign up early because we will be full on Memorial Day, that's for sure.
All right. Thanks, Michael, for joining us. And, folks, you heard it, BunkerGolf.com. You want to know what's going on in the world of golf, that's where you need to go. All right. When we come back, we're going to have a little bit more golf to talk about. We've got the National Club Pro Championship starting tomorrow. Want to send some shout-out to some local guys that are playing in the event. You're listening to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Get the kind of knowledge about Book, KD, Brad, and the Suns that only a Suns expert can drop on you. Kellen Olson and Kevin Zimmerman on the Empire of the Suns podcast from Arizona Sports. The Empire of the Suns podcast is brought to you by Sonic. Sonic.
I was getting to that, by the way. Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners. I tell you about Bill Ross Fitness Solutions every week. I mention them two or three times throughout the show. I've got to show you, this really does work. And here's why. Scott, one of our listeners who heard me talking about Bill Ross Fitness Solutions, signed up with Bill. And he has improved his muscle mass by 107%, or 7.5%. is what his muscle increase has been. He's gone down in size in measurements, and his muscle has gone up. So, folks, I'm telling you right now, you want to be able to get in better shape. You want to be able to just play with the grandkids on the floor. You want to be able to get down and do some work on the pool and be able to get up off the ground. I'll tell you, there's nothing better than getting started with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. It's 2 to 3 times a week. It's 30-minute workouts. And I will tell you that 30 minutes goes by. It goes by super fast, for one. And for two, you get a lot of work done in 30 minutes. Not like what you see a lot of the gym rats do, where they spend 2 hours in the gym and probably do half as much as what you do in 30 minutes with Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Sorry, CQ. But anyway, you want to find out more about it? It's really easy. Go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com or give Bill a call at 602-230-8581. Get your free consultation and $100 off your first month membership. That's Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Join the Bill Ross Fitness Solution Revolution, just like Scott did.
At Chain Company, we believe everyone deserves a personal jeweler, a friend to guide you, to help you find jewelry that feels like it was made just for you, or a gift that will spark joy for that special someone. Chain Company's jewelry is crafted with the greatest care and held to the highest quality standards so it will last a lifetime. We're passionate about bringing you the most beautiful gemstones, exquisite diamonds, rubies, and sapphires in every color of the rainbow, so you will always shine your brightest. Our jewelry is designed for you. With so many styles and endless ways to customize your piece, you can create a necklace that's meaningful to you, an engagement ring to tell your love story, or a stack of bracelets to let your personality shine. Discover a more personal jewelry experience and modern heirlooms as unique as you are. We're all made to shine. Chain Company. Fine jewelry since 1929.
Looking for an unforgettable day of golf? Visit Verado Golf Club today and enjoy the breathtaking views and great prices. With 2 thrilling course layouts and 36 holes of championship golf designed by Tom Lehman, now is a great time to visit Verado Golf Club and take advantage of their 36-hole rates. Come enjoy spectacular golf at both the Founders and Victory courses for a special price. Verado Golf Club, an experience like no other. To book a tee time, visit VeradoGolfClub.com or call 623-388-3008.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France radio message. Craving an unforgettable destination where culture, history, architecture, romance, and sweet macarons all meet? With Air France, Paris and all its delights have never been closer. From May 23rd, make the most of our new Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport nonstop flights to Paris. Elegance is a journey. Air France. See conditions on airfrance.us.
Hey, it's Vince Murata letting you know some of the best car deals in the valley can be found at Earnhardt Ford in Chandler. And if you know Earnhardt Ford the way I do as a three-time customer, you know they've been a trusted name in Arizona for over 72 years. You can buy a 2023 Ford F-150 at an amazingly low 1.9% APR financing rate for 72 months, plus a no-charge, 6-year, 100,000-mile Ford Protect powertrain care package. That's Arizona's best truck with the best warranty coverage around. No bull, F-150s named America's best-selling trucks. Earnhardt Ford is also offering 2023 Ford Escapes for 0% APR for 60 months, plus a no-charge 5-year, 60,000-mile Ford Protect service contract, or drive out a brand-new 2023 all-electric Mach-E at 0% financing for 72 months. All offers require approved credit. These offers end April 30th, 2024. And they're happening at Earnhardt Ford in Chandler, online at EarnhardtFord.com.
So what makes a great car radio show? To start with, a host who knows his stuff. Check. We've got Matt Allen, the KTAR car guy, who's been fixing cars for nearly 30 years. Lots to talk about. Check. High gas prices. Maybe getting a second opinion on that upcoming repair or help in finding the right used car. That means the only thing missing is you. And that's easy to fix. We're on every Saturday morning at 11 here on 92.3 KTAR. Or check us out anytime, day or night, at bumpertobumperradio.com.
Match game.
See, that's what I thought, too. It's actually the $25,000 pyramid.
Oh, wow.
Our good buddy Dick Clark.
All right, real quick, I got to send a little special shout-out to my number one son.
Yes.
Fantastic.
38 years old today.
Wow.
How about that? Happy birthday, Nicholas. And that's not spelled N-I-C-K-L-A-U-S as much as what I wanted to. Right. But,
Colleen stepped in.
I was not allowed to. So happy birthday, Sonny. See you later on this afternoon. We're going to
celebrate.
Mom's going to take him shopping. We're going to go to dinner. Nice. Then go do some putting.
Nice.
Yes.
He's a golfer. Imagine
night putting.
That.
Night putting with the Dean's daughter?
Yeah. So the whole family's going to go night putting tonight. All right. Bernhard Langer set to make his return after Achilles surgery that he had to have after hurting himself playing pickleball on February 1st. He had surgery the next day and had to miss what was supposed to be his last Masters, so I'm thinking next year will be his last Masters. But anyway, he will be in the field next week at the, Insperity is next week. At the Woodlands Country Club.
Talk about a rapid recovery, though. That we were talking on the break about being in shape and enjoying the gym. I think that's part of what his is. Contributing to his rapid return.
Without a doubt.
And that's exactly right. And he said that that was exactly the case. Want to send a... and so anyway, the Champ Tour is playing right now. Jim Furyk is in the field. We've got time.
Yeah.
Right now, Jim Furyk is... let's see. Where do Furyk go on the leaderboard? But anyway, he talks about if he could... tell himself if he was a younger Jim Furyk today coming out and playing the tour, what would he say?
You know, when I went to college, I was actually long and wild, believe it or not. I was a long hitter as an 18 to 19-year-old. I felt like at that time, to become a more consistent player, a better player, I wanted to kind of ramp it back. I wanted to hit more fairways. And that was a key. When I went to the PGA Tour, I don't have any statistics to back it up, but we were hitting a lot more 180, 190, 200-yard shots to greens. Well, you know what? Back then, that was 5-iron. You know, and you weren't hitting greens from 190 out of the rough, out of thick rough, from that distance. You know, at that time, I was trying to take a 7-iron, play it back on my stance, try to get it to jump and hop it on the green. So really, I felt like in order to become a better player on the PGA Tour, I had to kind of dial it back a little bit and hit a lot more fairways. And that was a big key for me in my first 5 years on the PGA Tour to becoming a more successful player.
Jim Furyk, bomb and gouge.
Yeah, exactly. And we want to send a special shout out to the PGA professionals here in the Southwest section that are participating in the PGA of America's Professional Championship down in Frisco, Texas, at the headquarters for the PGA of America. The event starts tomorrow and runs through May 1st. And those guys are Dennis Downs, Riley Hayfield, Michael Hopper, Marty Yurtson, past champion of the Pro Championship, Jesse Mueller, Kim Paez, who we had on the show after winning a section event here.
Section championship
yeah. in the Southwest section. And fresh off bunker victories, Tony Rolick, who is the owner of Ace of Clubs and has played in many of our bunker tour events to get himself ready for the professional championship, is playing in the
PNC. So he's a pro playing in our tournaments. Is that fair?
There's a few of them that are starting to show up.
Holy cow, pros, yeah.
You know what? And it's not about winning. We keep telling people it's not about winning the events. It's about the camaraderie. And these professionals, these guys are starting to see that. A, we play quality golf courses.
Right.
And B, it's great pricing for it. And C, every event has a charity attached with it. And that's why these guys want to be involved.
Well, like you first said, it's fun.
And it's not just the winning. The mulligans, the tee gifts, all that sort of stuff. It's a lot of fun and a lot of value.
And good luck to Jesse. Love this guy.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck to all of them.
Yeah. Real quick, Charlie Woods and Cameron Kucher try to qualify for the U.S. Open and both miss out. I don't have a problem with it being freshmen in high school.
Right.
You know, I have no problem with it. And the media just needs to leave these kids alone.
Yeah, people were jumping all over them. I mean, you know, there's other 15, 16-year-old kids playing.
Miles Russell.
Open qualifiers. You know, just leave them alone. Listen, Charlie Woods, I've compared it before to Nicklaus's kids. It's a tough road to hoe. Let them go play. Let them be a kid. Don't
Charlie
judge.
Shoots 81. Cameron Kucher shoots 82. But that's their first try at it, and there will be many more in their future.
First of many.
All right. We want to thank Kenzie Wright for joining us. To be able to talk about the Epson Tour coming up pretty soon. I want to thank Michael Henry with MBH Marketing for letting our listeners know about the walk inside the ropes. And we want to thank you for joining us. Without you, we would not be here. So, in the meantime, Kevin McCabe is coming up next. But get out there, play some golf. We're out of here.